Yes, it's the only way I trade. So I believe I've come to that point where I've specialized on that which suits me. So the Hunt Volatility Funnel strategy, that is the key, the cornerstone of virtually everything I do, is a self-chosen, it's my truth in terms of the best way to technically trade the markets. It's all my best experiences over the 26 years, and it started actually with me retrospectively understanding that the only part of price action I wanted was to be involved in when there was leverage involved, was that key explosive, expansive moment when the market really moved very, very strongly in one direction. In other words, the supply or the demand is overrunning the other single-handedly. It's not a closely balanced fight. It's not even a battle where one is marginally consistently winning. One is just utterly in control and the other one is being defeated. And that actually is what I call the jetpack moment. You know, you're at your strongest when you're at the beginning of a break and the jetpack goes boom and you've been taken up into the sky. As the petrol starts running out, you start gliding and drifting. I don't want to be in the market in those periods. I want that explosiveness. And you're quickly right. Jesse Livermore, the famous trader, says all his best trades invariably you're always quickly into profits from the outset. Rarely do you have a trade where you go deep into loss and extended period of loss and then eventually turns into a brilliant outcome. So normally you're right at every level in terms of the timing as well. So you've had a key level. So I identified that quite early and I then said, well, if I want to be in those periods, what consistently is happening before these periods that would give indication that was I need to be in before? And I continued to examine that. So I started with the end in mind and I retro-engineered and I came to discover that it's continuation. Normally there's already an existing move or trend up and there's certain DNA that does occur. And it was always after low volatility that you got expanded moves. So that is how I came to developing the Hunt Volatility Funnel. Because of that, and because despite being, you know, loving risky sports and all sorts of things, I actually think we're all far more frail than we realize emotionally to cope with drawdown and negative equity and big sudden moves against you. So getting in the general ebb and throw, if you haven't timed it properly and you go straight away negative and standing to a really deep stop, not emotionally a pleasant experience at all. And I think most people feel it nibbling away, and it's almost, even if you're standing by that stop after 3 days and it's still going down, it's like a rat gnawing on your toe. You just can't bear the pain anymore and you don't stick to your strategy. So I actually believe not only is it great for me because it's been designed to be, you know, emotionally the least destructive, it's great for most people who have yet to realize how little they can cope with the emotions of trading. So it's a great strategy for anybody who, if you're emotionally strong, you can still make fabulous money on it. You won't be tested. If you're emotionally weak, it caters for that.
Talk about how do you detect a false break? I mean, if you could, you'd be a multi-billionaire, but
there's a couple of clues for false breakouts that could caution you that there's a false break. What you ideally, I'd like to see, let's talk about an equity, for example, or a commodity. In the Hunt Volatility Funnel strategy, we actually have a special name for it. We define the five stages of a breakout, and sometimes you do get an initial feign and break and feign. It crosses the line that it knows is a key line and level. It's almost like an electric fence, but it's a bit like a naughty boy who's just put his foot on the other side of the line in the sand that you've just drawn for him not to do. It's pulled quickly back. In other words, it's a tester. And typically the way you see that there's not conviction behind it is that the volume is not there. So if you look at the volume at that point of that fake break, it's not convincing. In other words, it's average or below average. And we call that the feign and break stage. And it comes back into what I call the funnel, the high three and the low three, where it can feel safe in mama's womb almost before girding its loins and really going for it. And I always say, you know, you want an impulsive long break. And you want to see the volume behind it as well. You don't want anything premature. You want something with big volume, with a real expansive candle. So good breaks are expansive and close near the high. In other words, it's a charge and the demand is overrunning the supply and they're just covering new ground, or vice versa if it's a downside break. So you'll often get a fake break, it'll go for a bit and then quickly get beaten back, so you might get a very tall wick on the top in terms of the candlestick. This is why I value the tactical candlestick. Have a look at that. It'll help you spot the fake breaks. And that means you'll get a second chance. We call it the second chance stage that comes after the feign and break. You can then buy in the funnel even cheaper because it is showing its intention. It hasn't yet gone all conviction in. So it has triggered the pattern by running the level. It's clearly had a look at the line. It's having a little bit of a sniff. But the volume then comes later, and that can be a point of news or whatever the case may be. And then you'll see the histogram underneath, your vertical histogram. Volume also can be incidentally tracked on the horizontal, on the price timeline, where actually you have a histogram building up across price levels. So you can see where the key price level is that it's trading at often, and then you can see the specific day that you get the big volume. I've actually got a very good chart that demonstrates that. That gave me the key price level, and it also then gave me the day that it's truly run. That won't be a false break.